My story comes from, you know, me growing up in South Georgia in a small town and, you know, always wanting to be in a big city and wanting to see what living in a big city is like. You know, my closest big city was Savannah, so the only thing they had was a bus system. But when I went to college in Atlanta, they had trains and buses. And, you know, it was a really robust system, you know, with issues. But now, you know, with the Beltline and with all the funding and the economic development they've received, you know, they're on their way. But now I'm here. So, you know, like I said, I run the Transit Equity Network, and we host Transit Equity Day, so hopefully I'll get the opportunity to expose a lot of what's going on here in Baltimore with a lot of great groups like Better Transit Now, a lot of other wonderful groups here. But that's been with a huge amount of challenges with a lot of these meetings and a lot of these announcements that I've wanted to go to and wanted to access. Transit was always that thing that couldn't get me there. Like with the Red Line announcement, I wanted to get there on time, but the bus broke down. And I live in probably one of the most transit-rich neighborhoods in the whole city. So, you know, but it's almost like playing Russian roulette with seeing which bus is actually going to show up and which bus is going to show up on time. So I've missed a lot of MARC trains because of it. I've missed a lot of doctor's appointments because of it. Even to the point to, like, I like to go downtown a lot to go eat because it's the closest amount of restaurants are there. But even with just going one stop on the subway, like the other night, I went to the West Baltimore United Community Workshop, which is in West Baltimore. Shout out to the Baltimore City DOT for putting that on. But even with getting back, I had to think about which bus to take because the one bus I could have taken straight over wasn't coming for 20 minutes. So I took one bus, got food downtown, and then tried to take the subway, but the subway wasn't coming for 30 minutes. And then even more, the walk down to the station was treacherous because it had been raining, so it was all wet. So not only to prevent from falling, now getting to the platform, the entire platform is wet. So that's just kind of more of the lack of dignity that this transit system has for folks. And I know that, you know, Baltimore is typecast in so many ways, but I think this is something that we really can unite around of looking at how we're treating each other. And that's something that I really hope for with doing the work that I'm doing and working with a lot of the groups that I'm working with is that we can learn to trust each other and we learn to treat each other with more respect. So hopefully that's something that we can work on with this one because I do not want to give up on Baltimore. But I don't want Baltimore to give up on itself. I want Baltimore to believe in itself. And if you've seen all these other cities that have invested in public transit, I know Baltimore can be that next city that can really make it pop and really blossom with a lot of what other cities have done and what other cities can do with this. So, like I said, I host Transit Equity Day every year. We're hosting it on Monday, February the 5th, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern on the Transit Equity Network YouTube channel. I would love to see Baltimore show up and tell their stories. We're going to have Better Transit Now talk about their campaign, so if you're available, please come up and tell your stories. But I'm going to continue to live here because I love y'all housing here. Like, I've had more space than I've ever had ever in my life. But, yeah, I'm not going to give up on you all, so hopefully y'all don't give up on yourselves. Thank you.